Hello guys, this is new podcast, new day, and as promised, I wanted to get into talking about Port Refresh as continuation to the previous podcast that we did. So we previously talked about lazy loading, and I'm going to go further to put it against Port Refresh. Are they doing the same thing? Somehow similar. They're doing something similar by updating the UI or re-rendering the UI. And well, Port Refresh, what it does is update the UI alright, and put in new content, the most current or the most up-to-date content. It might be the same content being pulled, but then if supposing there's something like a message, new message or notification or any indicator on any of those fragments or components within that UI, Port Refresh is the feature to use for that, so that period that the UI, that very user interface is being used, when there should appear a notification or some sort of event, and the UI doesn't need to update all the time, because having your UI updating constantly, it does also affects the user experience somehow by making it a bit latent, just as in the lazy loading. Whilst with lazy loading, you put the content or the UI into chunks and load them by maybe setting a time frame for the loads, or by scroll, triggering that inclusion or additions of older chunks by scroll, or by a trigger button if you want to, in the case of lazy loading. Whereas with Port Refresh, it's quite somehow self-explanatory. You use the touch functionality, touch and drag, or touch start and touch end, or depending on where you are using that. If it's on the mobile device, you probably might be using some swipe or the equivalent to touch start and touch end, or drag start and drag end. You have to look at the target device and where you want to implement such functionality and how you do that. This is strictly front end development. I'm speaking in terms of front end development. That's if you're into coding or you want to get into coding, this is something to look into to make your app a lot more user friendly and improve the experience. So like a bit of some contrasting going on, talking about the lazy loading as against Port Refresh. So with lazy loading, you put things into chunks and append new older ones. When there's a scroll, there is a trigger button. Whilst with Port Refresh, you update notifications or UI changes with respect to user trigger and user trigger. The user is always in control of that. with pull to refresh. That doesn't mean that lazy loading the user isn't with lazy loading the user isn't in control. It just means that with pull to refresh, the user has the ability to ask what is new, or like what is, yeah, it kind of becomes obvious that with the pull to refresh we are getting what is new, and with lazy loading we are getting what is old. We want to see what is old, or what has been said that you did not see, or what has already been like in the system. So the two are very great functionalities to improve content presentation in your website or in your mobile app. And the other thing is swipe. So you can use swipes in any of these devices or in any target on the web platforms or in the web target. That's if you're targeting desktops and browsers. You can also implement functionality of swipe. Swipe is great. It's great because it saves space. But then it also has the tendency for people to decide very harshly. Yeah, because again, I'm going to mention Hick's Law. Yeah. So that's just a bonus on talking about swipe. And that's going to be it. That will be it, I say, and that's it for today's episode. Also, before I take leave of you, I would like to express that I'm very thankful for all of you listening, and that especially if you've tuned in and you've stayed and you subscribed and that you frequent. And I'm very, so much appreciative of you. But then also there is one more thing I'd like to ask of you, that you share this podcast with your friends or anyone you know would like to get into UX or into tech or learn how to code. If you also have concerns or questions, now is also another great opportunity to ask or feature or request. You're already into tech, you want to be featured on this podcast, you want to be co-host, you want to appear, you want to discuss with me some of the topics, like we'll have a period to discuss and acclimatize with how the conversations will be. And you have no need to worry on that. But importantly, it's to know whether you'd be interested in appearing or being a permanent member of the crew and being in here, being in here to do podcasts and or introduce your podcast. I really don't mind, importantly, because this is for the community. The essence for DocSport is because of every one of you. Surprisingly, but it's gradually getting there, because I've been a developer that worked in sort of isolation, but not detached. I work solo and in freelance role for a long time, and most often I like to learn, I like to read. I'm curious about what's new, and I often read and learn from most of you out there. Even if you don't see it, I like to credit Brad Travis Brad Traversy, yeah, there's some amazing tutorials, and some amazing tutorials from this is how if I don't mention it or I do not say it, now you heard it, go follow them, go give Brad a follow on Twitter. Also go give Alex Garrett a follow, and go give Alex of Creative Team. Like when I started out, there are those people that will show you the ropes and kind of give you the opportunity to do you, and that individuality that does really come out where you have the opportunity to do what you do best. And yeah, sometimes you get to express all these, and other times situations makes it feel like makes it somehow difficult to say so many things until you wait till the time. So all I was trying to do for some period was wait until the time to really say things, say thanks in a more actionable way than just was not enough in my view to say thanks for all they do for the community, and also to say thanks to a few others. If your name is escaping me now, no fretting, no worries. I will definitely credit where credit is due, and I am such a grateful person to all of you. And now I get to wrap up properly. Sorry for the veering off track for a while. To give credit to where credit's due, and we'll catch you in the next one. So I'm going to take a moment or a while to sort out my thoughts, and also within that period from now to next week, I'm open to your views, your concerns, your opinions, particularly with respect to Dogsport, and what kind of value you expect. It is great, and it is great to really be of good service and to know exactly what value, but then also would want to do it the Dogsport way by being original. That means that it's going to go through some filters, like it's going to go through some filters, all right, but then it's going to be the interpretation of what you requested or suggested, and you will be credited for such content where you have inspired that very content on this podcast. And on that note, I say bye for now. Have a blessed weekend, and God bless you.